engineering is key to engineering our walk with God. So this same subject was taught by Jesus on Sermon on the Mount, and when he taught his disciple and those who were interested in the gospel and were interested in the message that God has to put through Jesus Christ to us to understand how the kingdom of heaven operates, how it's being governed, and what the different available technology that is inherent in his kingdom, and things that we must do as a matter of requirements, as things that would engineer our faith to, that would steer us up to be able to have a closer walk with God. And that's the reason why we looking at this important subject today again on the upper room, in the upper room program. And of course, without wasting much time, we will go into this, the topic for today on upper room. And we are looking at the topic which is the substance called faith, and we will be looking at a few passages of scriptures that really spoke about faith, and we'll be looking at the words of Jesus as well, and how we can put faith into action, how we can stir up our faith, how we can, in order for us to be able to receive the best that God has in store for us. The substance called faith. We'll be looking at the book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1. The book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1. If you have your Bible there, turn with me to the book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1. Before we read, let's have a word of prayer. Our righteous God in heaven, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for today. We bless your name. Thank you for making it possible for us to be gathered together today at your feet. Lord, we are praying, we're asking, oh God, that as we look into your word today, we pray that your word will stir up the faith in us so as to be able to receive the best that you have in store for us as individuals, as families, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray, we ask, you know, God, that you will help us a lot so as to be able to exercise ourselves in the spirit to be able to get the best from you in our walk with you. Thank you, Father, for anointing done. Bless our hearts, bless our lives, and help us a lot today in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for anointing is done. Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. The substance called faith. The substance called faith. The book of Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. It says there, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. The substance of things hoped for. What exactly is a substance? What do we call a substance? A substance is almost an item. Let me put it that way. Basically, it's an item that you can find. It's something that it could be particles, it could be anything, but it's something that you can see. Right, so it's saying faith is the substance of things hoped for. Probably you see someone who's saying he wants a house, or probably he wants a car, or a job, and all that. And of course, there are some kind of preparation that you need to put in place before you can basically say that maybe you want a house. You see somebody who will say he wants a house, but he doesn't have a saving. all his money is using it for, probably to eat or to, he's not even investing, he's not doing anything, he doesn't have a saving, he doesn't have anything. Such that cannot be a substance that you put on the table. It cannot be. You cannot even you can't say you want a car and then all of a sudden a magical car just came into being and then it's been presented to you. That's not how it works. It's saying faith is the substance of things you hope for. There must be something that God can work with before you will be able to achieve those things. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good report. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Now we've read the chronicles of some patriarchs of old time, the likes of Abraham, the likes of Enoch, the likes of Noah, a lot of patriarchs of old who basically walked the aisle with God, exercised faith of some sort in order for them to be able to achieve the promise that God has given to them. So it's important that an empty faith cannot receive anything. Now we'll take a look at an example. Is the grain of mustard seed. It's not big, but it's something, right? Presentable. Now, if you look at a grain of mustard seed, you can trivialize it. You can say, well, are you sure something is going to come out of this? No, it's definitely not. Jesus Christ gave us an illustration of what it the potency of the grain of mustard seed and what the mustard seed is capable of doing when it has been planted, and the magnificent springing up and the kind of fruits and how it comes to being when eventually it begins to spring up, it begins to grow, it begins to grow, and then it becomes one of the mightiest tree that you can find around. That is the grain of mustard seed. So in comparing this in the book of Matthew chapter 17 and verse 20 and 21, if we look that very quickly, Matthew chapter 17 in verse 20, in verse 20 here, it says there, and Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, as a grain of mustard seed, he shall say to this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Now he's saying, coming to God, you must have something. Your faith, as little as it is, you must present it. Now, an empty faith cannot receive anything. You say you have faith, but you cannot believe that something can happen. Something can happen to that thing that you want. Maybe it's a matter of getting a house. Maybe it's a matter of trusting God for a miracle. Maybe it's a matter of, trusting God for healing. Maybe it's a matter of trusting God for, there are so many things we trust God, we want God to do for us, right? As long as it's in line with the word of God. As long as it's in line, it's not, you're not just asking out of covetousness, out of envy, out of jealousy, out of as long as it's in line with the word of God and it's something that God wants you to have. If it's not something that God wants you to have, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. But in summary, you need to present something. And that something could be as little as the grain of mustard seed. Now, in working with God, you need to have faith. Faith, the word of God is built on faith. The kingdom of heaven is built on faith. This word is built, was built on faith. Everything that you see that God created is on the basis, is anchored on the basis of faith. Is anchored on the basis of faith. Someone who says he wants to score an A in mathematics or an A in in English language in school and all that, and the person is busy watching movies and then he's not reading and all that, and then he begins to that is not putting faith to work. There must be something you present, which is the substance. Which is the substance? If I say I want A, that is the substance I'm presenting. I'm presenting that A, but I need to put my faith to work. So how do I put my faith to work? I need to believe by doing my own part, by reading, by studying, right? Before I can have an A, before God can help me to have an A. Because there are hidden secrets and there are things that the Spirit of God would help you to understand. Ordinarily, when you see someone have you met someone who say, and they ask, how did you achieve so these things, you achieve them with, little, it will say, it's God. It's God. I can't even explain it. I can't explain how I got this result. I just trust God to help me. You've probably met someone like that or met people like that and all that. So the same thing, faith is the substance of things hoped for. The substance of things hoped for. The things you want. But then what do you do in order to get that thing that you want? You need to put in an effort. And that effort is the faith, is the believing that you can achieve whatsoever you want. Now, the book of Hebrew, if you read on, talks about the heroes of faith. In the book of Hebrew, chapter 11, in verse 32, actually gave us a long list of the heroes of faith who were able to accomplish different tasks, different, things that they went through and all that. In verse 32, it says there, and what shall I must say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah and of David also and Samuel and of the prophets who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, taught the mouth of lions. Now, there are so many things that were put forward to them. They encounter so many persecutions. They encounter so many difficult situations, impossible situations, mountains that you can, with your cerebral power, you cannot, even if you have three masters, two PhD, you can't achieve those things. Those things are beyond beyond science description. They are beyond science knowledge. They achieve all these things, the lives of Moses, the lives of Abraham, all the things that they encounter, they were able to achieve it by putting their faith forward, by believing God. Faith is simply believing God for the things that you want. If those things are in line with God's promises, and if those things are in line with the word of God, definitely God will action that faith to bring it to pass. Not according as you will, but as according as his own will. You are trusting God for miracle. You are trusting God for things that is almost, it's impossible. God can action that thing. Now, what do you bring to the table? What do you bring to the table? Do you bring faith to the table? Or do you bring fear to the table? Denial to the table? Rejection to the table? What do you bring to the table? Do you bring your need? You bring your hunger, your desires? You bring those genuine things to the table. God is able to do everything that you ask or think according to his power.
Don't doubt. If you doubt, you're not going to achieve, you're not going to see anything. You're not even going to achieve anything. So it's important for us to understand that the basis of faith is to make up our mind and accept that our incapacity of achieving those things that we want to achieve. When you are dealing with God, you need to understand that some situation is beyond science, is beyond things you can, you know, if someone is sick and then maybe someone who has diabetes, for example, and the person is trusting God to, for that, maybe a particular disease or any illness, maybe HIV or something, you know, that the person got, not because the person, you know, what is promiscuous or something like that, and then, you know, it contacted that kind of disease and then it's trusting God for that kind of disease to take. That is something that only a supernatural power can achieve. And when you come to that realization, to that place, to that point where you understand that this can only be done by God, then you need to put your faith to work. God doesn't work with, you know, a doubtful mind, a heart that, you know, that is kind of thinking, okay, can God do it? Okay, I've not seen wrong miracles happen. God, you need to come to that point where you believe that He only can do it. When God sees your heart, that you have accepted your incapacity, and you are at that point where you present your faith, that this thing is possible for God to take it away. Now, I will share a story of a woman who actually had an issue. After a particular service, they went to see the wife of the pastor of that particular church and said, he's trusting God for a baby and all that. So the pastor said, okay, we just had a guest minister who came to minister. So I will introduce you to the guest minister so you can tell the guest minister and then he can pray for you and all that. So the woman was brought to the guest minister, and then the guest minister said, so what can I, how can I help? And then the woman narrated the story, said, I want a child. He said, okay, you want a child. Okay, have you been to the hospital? Have you been tested? She said, I want a child, but I don't have a womb. And the guest minister was like, you want a child and you don't have a womb. Okay, so I don't, he said, the woman said, I believe God can do it. And the woman said, it's not as if I don't have a womb like that. I once took in, but the baby probably died, you know, inside, and they had to remove the baby. While they were doing that, some things, there was complications, and then there was something was tearing the tissue or something like that, and then they had to remove the womb. So she wasn't even aware of that. It was the husband that told her after the whole scenario at the hospital that, sorry, they had to take a soda to keep you alive and all that. So the woman told the man of God that was what happened, that, and she believes that she can have a baby. She believes there is nothing impossible for God to do. Nothing impossible. It is God that put that one there, and He can decide to put another one. So when that man of God saw the fate of that woman after describing the whole thing and all that, and then he prayed along with her, and then the woman, I think in a year time, she conceived, and then she had a baby. That's what I'm saying. There was an hunger for something. The fact that she believed that God can do it, there is nothing impossible. That's putting faith to work. She didn't just sit down. She didn't say, maybe I will just do another. I will spend some money, travel to somewhere, and then look for the best, medical people that would help me. And then I must, and then she start looking for things in the wrong places. And then she start visiting, and she puts her faith to, that's what I'm saying, that the substance of faith, what do you bring to the table? Jesus Christ saying, no matter how little as it is, bring that thing, bring that faith to the table, bring it and leave it there. And then continue with some other activities. And you will see the power of God demonstrated live in you. If we don't understand the power of God, why don't we believe? If you fail to believe, where has not believing taken you? That's what I'm saying here. There is nothing impossible. Jesus Christ said, there is nothing impossible. Nothing is impossible. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things. You want it, you have not achieved it, but you trust God that this thing will definitely happen. Will happen. It will happen. And as you stir up your mind today, as you begin to think about the situation in your life, or the situation with your neighbor, or maybe with one of your family members that is trusting God for miracles, for healing, for things to happen in their life, and then the impossible situations, maybe they are sick, maybe you are trusting God for them, or you are trusting God for your own life. God is able to do that which is impossible. Things that are beyond the knowledge of science is able to achieve that in our lives. Jesus Christ said, if you have faith as great